Now, tourism and hospitality have been hit hard by the pandemic. Well over 100,000 people lost their jobs and estimated revenue was down by 6 billion euro. With talk of a cautious and conservative reopening, business fear a real recovery could take several years. Carol Coleman reports now from Westport, where in better times, tourism and hospitality accounted for 1 in 6 jobs.
You're sitting in the garden. It's looking right on Clubain over to Kropatrick and all the islands.
Tom Burke's garden, as he calls it, has an uninterrupted view of Kropatrick. The owner of the Tower Gastropub on Westport's Quay knows that this space is his key to his future in business.
I weatherproofed the garden because when COVID came in, I lost 1/3 of my indoor seating. We put down an AstroTurf, a stretch tent to cover half off the garden. Then we installed heating inside the tent and lighting. So essentially we extended our restaurant by a further 80 seats.
But with weeks and maybe months to go before Tom can get bums on seats, he's doing whatever he can to keep hope alive.
We're starting a takeaway this weekend just to get out of the house and focus the brain on working again and keeping busy, you know.
I'm Aoife Burke, Tom's wife, and I own the Creole Cafe here at the Quay in Westport as well. And like that, we have been closed since the 22nd of December, and we are opening up on Friday of this week for a takeaway service. So getting the menus back together, we're in there scrubbing and cleaning again, getting all the food prep. There's an awful lot of work involved when you're opening back up from absolutely nothing. The shelves are bare, the fridges are bare, you have to order all the food.
The Creole Cafe doesn't have a dedicated outdoor space, but Aoife longingly eyes the wide pavement outside the door or the grassy area across the street.
Oh, it would be fantastic if we could use that. But again, it's council owned and the footpath all along here is council owned. So we're kind of at liberty to what the council will allow us to do. So positive engagement with the councils across the board nationally would be. And I think Bord Fáilte have a new outdoor dining grant available. So it'll be interesting to see how that rolls out.
Neither Aoife nor Tom expect foreign visitors anytime soon. Their hope is with staycationers. But if inter-county travel or indoor dining don't return this year, they say survival will be threatened.
Wow, that would be... I'd have to really reconsider would I bother opening at all, to be honest. Because we would just be doing takeaway or outdoor seating and you'd be keeping maybe skeleton staff. It's very hard to know. Would it be profitable? That would be a tough one. I'd have to really reconsider.
Yeah, I'm Joe O'Malley. I'm from Westport and I run and own two bars in Westport. One of them is Cozy Joe's. It's a gastropub on the main street of Westport. And the other one is actually across the road next to Matt Malloy's, a traditional pub called the Porter House.
In the centre of Westport, the red facade of Cozy Joe's stands out in the cold February sun. But Joe O'Malley dreads what year two of prolonged restrictions will do to him.
I think it's going to be detrimental if we can't get back to some sort of normality in the pub trade for this year, not alone. Like outdoor space, although it's grand, but if you're confined just to 15 people in an outdoor space, it's not even worth opening.
He's glad of government support, but says the cost of staying shut keeps mounting.
It is a joke what's going on with the insurance industry for this particular trade, and I'm sure I'm speaking for half or maybe more of the SMEs around the country. In my own case here, we're closed for a year, you renewed your premium, you're going back and you're saying, well look, I've no public liability, that's where the big cost is, but yet they're still looking for the same premium, and it's wrong. That has been a big issue.
Any move by government to increase the 9% VAT rate for hospitality this year or next, he says, would bury the trade.
Oh, I think that would be detrimental if to start to increase in VAT, particularly for this trade and for the hospitality trade. That would be absolutely the final nail in the coffin for them.
Joe is sceptical that staycationers can save tourism, believing this trend won't last.
The foreign visitors, it does account for 30% of the people coming into Westport and maybe more. You might be inundated with the local tourists, as we'll call them, but that's going to wear itself out very quickly. I think it'll be a novelty for the first while, and then it'll kind of start easing back.
Over on James Street, I meet Darren Madden, owner of the family-run Clubay Hotel, going in to do his daily checks.
Good, we've the heat on. We try and keep the heat on. It's cold at the moment. It's a beautiful day here, but I think it's sort of 2 degrees at the moment, and it's getting down to -5 tonight. We've someone in the hotel at night time. The building is, it'll deteriorate if it doesn't get love, so even though there's no customers paying the bills for us.
While some places have accepted bookings for Easter and May bank holiday, Madden believes any reopening before June is too optimistic.
It's given people false hope where you have availability open where you're taking bookings. And if it opens earlier, we'll definitely sort of try and we'll work towards that. But I think we'll need time to get our house in order anyway when we're allowed to get open.
4 good months of Irish holiday business saw Darren Madden through year one of the pandemic. But he says the government must now support business through a long recovery.
The VAT is something that we haven't been able to take advantage of yet. And I think that should be something that the government should come out and sort of give us clarity on for a number of years that we could have that support to get us, to get our feet back on the ground again. And the EWSS, when we get back up and running again, will have to stay in place for a while to be able to give people in job certainty that we're able to keep employing them.
Those I spoke to for this piece agree that any new stay and spend scheme would have to be voucher based. Tom Burke of the Towers again.
A voucher or something to every house in the country, something simple, something that people can use, because there was a lot of confusion with the spend and stay scheme and it didn't work. But I think it is a good one to help businesses.
Before COVID, 1 in 6 of Westport's 6,000 strong population worked in hospitality. But as year two brings more uncertainty, the sector is shrinking.
It's very uncertain for people, you know, they're on a couple of weeks, they're off, they don't know. It's the uncertainty, I think, is a big problem, that if we kind of knew, right, there is an end in sight, and hopefully this year that there is, that I think it'll give a lot of hope.
Hi, my name is Geraldine Horkin. I'm the CEO of Westport Chamber of Commerce. We have members on Clare Island and right round the whole Clubay region out to Newport. We are dependent on inward travel. The UK market has always been a really big one for us. Knock Airport has always been really important. That's one of the areas that we're concerned about and want to lobby on behalf of, so that we have a continuous stream of people when eventually we get back and there is an opening up of the market.
Along the Wild Atlantic Way, every B&B, outdoor pursuits company and pub from Donegal to Kerry is hurting. Geraldine Horkin says community support has kept many hanging on.
Immediately, once the restaurants switched to takeaway, people, including myself, who weren't used to taking takeaway, were all of a sudden like the old Níl Na Có Cur Le Chéile. There's a real sense of people coming together and supporting each other.
A year ago, when I reported from Westport, it was unthinkable that St. Patrick's Day would be cancelled by a virus. Now, as COVID prepares to swallow up another March 17th, it's clear that in this business, hope far outweighs expectation.
And that's really the start of the season. You know, it kicks off Paddy's and then you're kind of motivated and it carries you right through to the summer, you know. Yeah, it's very disappointing, but like, look, what can we do? Everyone's in the same boat. We just have to grin and bear it and hopefully there'll be better days ahead and brighter days ahead.
And that was Darren Madden, owner of the Clubay Hotel in Westport, ending Carol Coleman's report.